Chapter 2. Too much to do.
No, Kate, Dad said angrily. Tell them they can't come. This isn't a park, it's a farm. Our farm.
But we need the money, Harry.
Molly and I ate our afternoon tea quickly. Molly went out to feed her goats. She had two pet goats, Bonnie and Clyde. Dad didn't like pets. He always said,
farm animals need to work.
Molly's goats did work. They ate the grass around the house. But they were her pets too. I sat and finished my cup of tea. You're right, Dad, I said. It's not going to be easy, but Mum's right. We need the money, and we need it now. Dad looked at me.
I didn't ask you, Steve.
But Dad, you said it's our farm. I'm doing your work. Mum said, please move the cows from that field, Steve. Do it now. The circus will be here soon. I turned to Dad. Dad, I asked, shall I move them? Dad looked down at the floor. He closed his eyes, then said,
yes, do it.
I went outside and called for Patch. She was my dog. She wasn't a pet. She worked very hard on the farm. Patch helped me to get the cows out of the top field. But I wasn't happy about it. There was no grass for the cows in the second field. More work, I thought. I'll have to bring them hay every morning and every evening. And my exams are next week. I don't have time. I wanted to do well at school and then go to university. I wanted to be a vet. Dad wasn't happy about that. He wanted me to stay and be a farmer. But I didn't want to. I always said to him, farmers need vets, Dad. Molly can stay. She loves it here. But Dad wanted me, the boy, to stay. And after his accident, I couldn't talk about leaving. But I could dream. Patch and I were moving the cows from the top field when I heard a lot of trucks driving towards us. Hurry, Patch, I called. Get those last cows into the other field now. The circus is here. Patch ran to get the cows. First, there were four big trucks. They had pictures of circus acts on them, with Burton Circus in big red and yellow letters. Behind those trucks were several smaller trucks. Two were food trucks. One had pictures of hot dogs on it. Another had drinks, popcorn, and lollipops. One small truck had laughing clowns on it. Molly loved the laughing clowns game when we went to the circus that time. She wanted to win a big teddy bear, but she won a little toy monkey. Behind all the trucks were some caravans. These were not brightly coloured. The circus people live in those, I thought. And behind the caravans was a truck with high windows. Aha! They have animals, I thought. Patch barked. You're right, Patch, I said. The cows don't like this. Four cows were still in the field. They started running away from Patch and me. Someone jumped down from the first truck and opened the gate onto the road. He was a teenager, about my age. The cows ran towards the open gate, towards the road. Hey, stop! I shouted. Don't let the cows get out! I ran over and closed the gate. I was really annoyed.
Hurry up, farm boy, he said. We're paying for this field.
Wait a few minutes, I said. I'll be quick. He looked annoyed. Get moving then. I called Patch and we moved the last cows out of the field. I closed the gate between the fields. Then I waved and called out, OK, you can open that gate again. I walked over to him. I was annoyed, but I had to be nice to the circus people. They were paying us well. Sorry about that, I said to the teenager. I'm Steve. My family owns this farm.
I'm Nate Burton. My family owns this circus. And we need to get the trucks and caravans off the road. Now.
He waved to the first truck. So you're a circus family, I said to Nate.
I bet that's fun.
He looked at me.
Yeah, we see the country, go everywhere and people love us. People want to join the circus. I was born into the circus life.
You're lucky.
Our next stop is on the coast. We'll be there for a month.
I love going to the coast, I said, but we're not going this year. He looked around.
I bet there are things to love about farm life, like talking to cows and watching the grass grow.
Hey, I was trying to be friendly, I said. He walked away.
Nate, I shouted, don't step in the...
Too late.
Sorry, I said, but the cows have been in this field for a month.
I laughed.
Shut up!
Nate was very angry.
And go away!
Sorry, I said again, but it was funny. Patch and I watched the circus people from the next field. They worked quickly. They put up the big top, their red and yellow tent. They put up smaller tents near it. Most of their trucks and caravans were behind the big top. It was all very noisy and everyone was busy. I saw Nate here and there. He helped to put up the big tent. Then he and another man carried some fences out of a truck. They made a ring with the fences. Then they carried out some hay. I heard Nate call out, "You can bring them out now." Someone opened the big back door of one truck. The door was a ramp. And down the ramp came four horses. The first horse was black, the second was chestnut with a white blaze, and two were white.
Oh, I said to Patch, Molly is going to love those horses.
Having the circus on our farm was going to be hard, but it was going to be fun too. When I was a boy, I dreamed of joining the circus. Now there was a circus here on our farm.
Nate called out to me, "Don't you have work to do, farm boy?"
My dreams never had annoying circus boys in them. I called Patch and we went back to the farmhouse. Dad shouted from the back porch,
"Where have you been, Steve? It's time to milk the cows."